Hello, everybody. I am Bill Buckmaster. Welcome to the Buckmaster Show. It is Thursday, January the 17th, 2013. Hope you are looking forward to a rather warm weekend. And of course, putting that into comparison to what we've been experiencing, hey, that 70 degrees is going to feel like springtime here in the Old Pueblo after that record string of five consecutive nights below 25 degrees. And taking a look again at the garden today at the Hacienda de Buckmaster, looks pretty sad, but I think the plants are in shock and hopefully they'll start to recover with a little bit of warm weather. We are live each weekday, noon to one on the Buckmaster Show. We're here on AM 1030 KVOI, Tucson's intelligent voice. We stream the show at buckmastershow.com and kvoi.com, and we post the program to my website, buckmastershow.com, tucsonsentinel.com, and tucsoncitizen.com, and we make it very easy for you because we now have links at Blog for Arizona. We're prominently displayed, and we thank them on the homepage at blogforarizona.com. And we are on the homepage of the Green Valley News and Sojourita Sun. That's gvnews.com. We get things rolling. We'll be moving down the track here at noon with a conversation with Dr. Don Jorgensen. Dr. Jorgensen is the new chair of the Pima County Democratic Party. 20 minutes past the hour, renowned comet discoverer Dr. David Levy talks about why 2013 could be a year of the comet. And half past the hour, our monthly segment on animal care issues. Today, stem cells for your companion animal. Should be interesting. Then we'll close out the show talking about the Weston La Paloma. Boy, they have a beautiful renovation that they have just completed up there. We'll be talking with the general manager at the La Paloma. That comes up at about 15 minutes toward 1 o'clock. We encourage you to join in the conversation. Our Buckmaster Show live line is 2790-2040, and that live line will be open for you during the entire hour. If there's a question or comment for any of our guests, please feel free to give us a call. Well, earlier this month, Pima County Democrats chose Dr. Don Jorgensen as the new chair of the Pima County Democratic Party. He replaces Attorney Jeff Rogers. Mr. Rogers served 4 years. Dr. Jorgensen won the Democratic primary in September 2008 for the state house in Legislative District 26, but he lost in the general election to then newcomer Vic Williams and Nancy Young Wright in a four-way race for two House seats. Don Jorgensen, good to see you.
Good to see you again, Bill. Thank you.
And I remember when you did run for office and we had you on the TV show, and that's where I got to know you. And you've been a pretty active guy in politics all your life, haven't you?
I have. Started early on, of course, following the presidential races. I grew up early on in Massachusetts, and of course, in Massachusetts, it's the law to be active in politics, so it did start young, but had the chance to work with Lena Saradnick on her campaign, many others here in the area, up through my own and Cheryl Cage and city elections, so I was pretty honored and excited to take this role on now.
Are you a lifelong Democrat?
Well, the reality is, and here's my first disclosure, no.
You have a confession to make for us.
When I was 18, lived in California. My father was career military.
Okay.
And in the military, again, they kind of frown on folks who aren't Republicans. And following my parents, I registered as Republican. I went to my first election, and I looked at who was on the ballot in California and said, there's no way I can vote for this guy named Reagan, and so I switched to Democrat.
And you've been a Democrat ever since.
I have.
How is the state of this Democratic Party that you are now heading up? How would you assess its condition?
Getting stronger, frankly, and I'm pretty optimistic. If you look at the last election in the legislative districts in Pima County, 2, 3, 9, and 10, the Democrats won 11 of the 12 legislative seats in the Arizona House and Senate. So we're very encouraged by that. And as you know, on the national level, with the redistricting, Arizona has 9 congressional districts, and as a result of the Redistricting Commission identifying competitive districts or creating competitive districts, the Democrats won 5 of those 9 seats, the majority. So the tide is turning toward more of a purple state and more common sense voting.
You are a health, would you characterize it as a health educator?
Well, more health services provider. Okay. Our company assists other companies in saving troubled employees with behavioral health and crisis response and consulting services.
And that's a company you founded, and it's done very well.
We founded it in 1991 and survived a small recession and a large one. And it, I give all the credit to a very talented staff.
Dr. Don Jorgensen is with us. Dr. Jorgensen is the new chair of the Pima County Democratic Party. Don, I think this is going to be a very fascinating legislative session to follow. The governor came out in her State of the State address with a surprise about Medicaid, and I think Republicans and Democrats were caught by surprise on that.
I think everyone was caught by surprise. And certainly on the Democratic side, we're pleased to see the governor recognize what we've been asking for some time, and that's to take care of the hundreds of thousands of Arizonans who have no access to health insurance. It's not a matter of choice. They don't qualify for it. They're denied the care. They can't afford the care. And by accepting this, what the governor has recognized is by making a $500 million investment over the next 4 years, the state of Arizona gets $20 billion, with a B, dollars in health care support from the federal government. That's an incredible return, and a return that's going to frankly save lives, produce over 21,000 new jobs in our state, and tremendous both economic health for the state and, again, physical health for many Arizonans who haven't had that coverage before.
And if Arizona turned that down, it would have gone elsewhere.
Exactly. Well, Arizona has been essentially a donor state. Our taxes go to the federal government in far greater numbers than we receive back. This is an opportunity to get some of that money into Arizona, which, as you state correctly, would have gone to other states.
Coming up now on 1212, Don Jorgensen is with us. He's the new chair of the Democratic Party, 790-2040, 790-2040. Don is in the process of speaking to many of the Democratic clubs, and there are a lot of chapters throughout Pima County. I think you were even surprised, weren't you, when you saw the list of how many there are.
Surprised and just excited at how many active Democrats there are in Pima County.
Your first focus, well, you'll be focusing, of course, on the legislature, but bringing it to the local level, we have 3 wards where we have elections.
That's right. This fall, we have the city council elections, and Richard Fimbres, Karen Ulick, and Steve Kozacik in Ward 6. And I like to say one of the pleasures of this job is talking with so many active Democrats. I'd only really spoken with one Republican in the last 2 weeks, and by the end of last week, even he became a Democrat.
Steve Kozacik, and I said yesterday on the program that I thought it was a really, actually I said it the day before, but I thought it was a good move politically for Steve, because Don, he would have been facing a very difficult Republican primary, and may well have been defeated in that primary. This way, he pretty much moves right ahead to the general election, where he would then run citywide.
That's absolutely right. And what's, I think, the most interesting point about that is Steve's positions, his values, haven't moved an inch. He believes in fact-based decision-making, in common-sense approaches to solutions, whether it's Rio Nuevo or healthcare or certainly gun safety. He hasn't changed. And as I said to him, you haven't moved. The party has moved away from you. And when we have Republicans now who are so far to the right, and I've literally heard them talk about Goldwater Republicans as being the moderates, well, that tells you that it's the Democrats now that appeal to folks like Steve Kozacik that have more centrist views, whose values are consistent, whether they're on the progressive end or the centrist end, in looking not at ideology, but at common sense, cooperative, bipartisan work.
It's been very difficult, let's face it, Don, for Republicans in this community for several generations on the city council. It's been a Democratic city. I don't even know how far back it goes, but we're talking decades where Democrats have really controlled the council.
Well, they have. Yeah. Although in the past we've had several mayors.
Yes.
Lou Murphy.
Mayor Walkup.
Who had that leadership role, but... Lou Murphy did some good things back then, but the past several years there hasn't been the leadership. And one of the reasons I think Tucson is becoming a bright spot is the leadership of Mayor Jonathan Rothschild, restoring great relations between Tucson and sister cities and the state south to us and the country of Mexico, in bringing more trade, bringing more Mexican visitors, spending more money here in Tucson, appealing to small businesses, really reaching out to the community in ways we haven't seen from the city council in years.
Okay, Don Jorgensen, good to see you again, and good luck with your new position. We'll be talking often, and folks can contact you through the Pima County Democratic headquarters?
That's right, online, or the phone number 326-3716 anytime. And Bill, it's a pleasure. Thanks again.
Thanks a lot, and you are eager to talk with folks, correct?
Anytime. They can get a hold of me through that site
right.
as well.
Don, thanks a lot. Good luck to you. 12:15 on the Buckmaster Show. We're going to talk about comets with a guy who knows a lot about them, Dr. David Levy. That's next on the Buckmaster Show.
Hi, this is Al Zaragoza, the voice of Culligan Water in Southern Arizona. Even the highest efficiency washing machine won't make your laundry soft and bright if you have hard water. It's the same for your dishwasher with spotted glasses. So why not call the Culligan man? Culligan now has a high-efficiency water softener that virtually eliminates hard water problems throughout your entire home. Your laundry is brighter and softer, glasses and shower doors are spot-free, and soaps and detergents last longer. Plus, it saves you up to 46% in water, salt, and energy. So if you're looking for ways to end hard water problems and save money around the house, a Culligan high-efficiency water softener works wonders. In fact, it makes all of your high-efficiency appliances work better and last longer. Thanks to Culligan, 100% satisfaction guarantee, your future, your home, and your laundry are guaranteed to be brighter. Call Culligan Water at 792-9700. 792-9700. Culligan. Better water, pure and simple.
Want the best care for your companion animal? Then Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson is the place for specialty vets for your special pet. With a state-of-the-art, award-winning facility, only the Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson delivers compassionate, comprehensive veterinary emergency and specialty care 24/7 in a wide range of fields. Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson at North La Cañada Drive at West River, or online at vscott.com. That's vscott.com.
There are a million people in metropolitan Tucson, and they have a million stories to tell. That's why there is TucsonCitizen.com, the voice of Tucson. Nearly 100 citizen journalists and bloggers, including the Buckmaster Show, report the news and provide perspective, opinion, and information about everything from local politics to the Arizona Wildcats. Visit TucsonCitizen.com today to read what you can't find in traditional media, or to contact us to add your voice to the voice of Tucson, TucsonCitizen.com.
The Rug Gallery is celebrating its 25th anniversary jubilee celebration with a colossal tent sale, offering up to 75% off at La Encantada Shopping Center at Campbell and Skyline in Tucson. With over 2,000 hand-woven imported rugs from around the globe, the Rug Gallery has rugs just right for your home or the largest palace. With an international reputation, the Rug Gallery has graced the cover of Christie's magazine and is featured in many other high-end publications. Stop by and check out the Rug Gallery with Arizona's largest in-stock inventory of fine, high-quality, hand-woven, imported rugs during the colossal tent sale, with up to 75% off at Tucson's La Encantada Shopping Center in the foothills of the Catalinas. Or visit the Rug Gallery online at ruggalleryaz.com/sale or call 571-RUGS.
The RTA, Delivering our promise to you, completing more than 500 projects since its inception in 2006. Projects underway include the modern streetcar in downtown Tucson and the Kolb Road extension at Tanque Verde. Please watch for workers and obey all traffic signs. Your tax dollars create jobs and make travel in our region faster and safer. The RTA, delivering our promise to you.
Inside Pyramid Federal Credit Union, customer service is what we do. Outside, community service is who we are. Inside, we help generations achieve their financial goals. Outside, we help those in need. We reach out to our members. We reach out to our community. Because Pyramid Federal Credit Union is passionate about one thing, people. Pyramid Federal Credit Union, improve your financial life.
Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley is a very special place, offering a continuum of health care in a resort atmosphere. Splendido received two 2007 Best of 50 Plus Housing Awards from the National Association of Home Builders for overall best continuing care retirement community and interior design. Splendido offers priority access to on-site assisted living, skilled nursing, and memory support care if ever needed. Find out more at SplendidoTucson.com.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show at 12:20 on this Thursday afternoon. This portion of Buckmaster brought to you by Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley, a true continuing care retirement community for adults 55 and better. Find out more at SplendidoTucson.com. Well, the biggest star of 2013 could be the comet of the century, a comet that has been discovered by two Russian astronomers. It's called Comet Ison, and who else but David Levy knows more about comets than anybody I know, and Dr. David Levy joins us now from his observatory in Vail, Arizona. David, how are you?
I'm very well. We've had a very disappointing week for observing right in the middle of the dark of the moon. The temperature was way too cold to observe. At least I could go out and observe a little bit with the visual telescope, but it was far too cold to run the electronics.
David Levy is the contributor on science to the Buckmaster Show. He's the former science editor of Parade Magazine, now head of and founder of Sharing the Sky Science Education Organization. And David is one of the most successful comet discoverers in history. He's discovered 23, including his co-discovery of the famous Shoemaker-Levy 9 comet that collided so spectacularly with Jupiter in 1994. So, David, this is shaping up to kind of be, I've been promoting this as maybe the year of the comet.
Well, it might be, Bill. We have two bright comets on the way. One of them is called Pan-STARRS. It was discovered from Hawaii and is expected to become bright in early March. The problem is that the rate of brightening of this comet has slowed in the last few weeks, so it may not be as bright as was originally predicted. That'll be Comet Pan-STARRS, which we'll be looking at in the within a month from now. It should be getting bright enough to see without a telescope. The real interesting one, however, is Ison, which, as you said, was discovered by two Russian astronomers last year, and which seems to have an orbit that is somewhat similar to that of the Great Comet of 1680.
Wow.
This comet was one of the brightest comets in history, and if Ison is similar to it, it also could be one of the brightest comets that anybody has ever seen. So we are looking forward to the end of November when this comet, Ison, could grace our sky and become really very spectacular. If it runs according to predictions, it could become brighter than the full moon for a few days.
Wow. And that would be low on the horizon, or any idea where that would be on the horizon?
Well, when it's that bright, it'll be very close to the sun. Might be visible in daylight.
Wow.
But as it moves away from the sun, it'll close in on the Earth and can retain a lot of that brightness for several weeks after it passes its closest point to the sun.
Well, not only do you discover comets, you also discover asteroids, and one of the asteroids that you and your lovely wife Wendy and I believe Tom Glinos,
yes,
discovered asteroid 27-1763 has just been named in honor of Hebrew University in Jerusalem, where you earned your doctorate degree.
Yes, that was an exciting thing. The asteroid was. We proposed the name last summer as Hebrew University because I really wanted to honor my alma mater that gave me the degree of PhD just in 2010. They rejected Hebrew University as being too long, so I came back with Hebrew U, which is their nickname, and that was accepted. The asteroid was announced just this week, and the Hebrew University said, "What do Christopher Columbus, the Beatles, and the Smithsonian Union Institution have in common? They all have a space asteroid named after them." And now the Hebrew University has joined the ranks of people and places whose names appear on minor planets.
Well, congratulations. And
thank you. That was a lot of fun.
I bet. You know, getting back to you were having trouble observing, with the cold weather. Is there a point, what's the point where the instruments just don't behave? I mean, how cold was it out there?
Well, the way it was this week, it's very hard to get the computers run slowly, and the telescopes start to seize up a little bit because it's just plain too cold for them. I'm hoping as soon as this strong east wind stops that I'll be able to resume observing, at least for a couple of days until the moon gets too high. However, the important thing comes from my own feeling about observing, and that leads me to my quote of the month, which this month comes from Immanuel Kant, his Critique of Pure Reason, published in 1781. And he writes, "There are two things that fill my soul with holy reverence and ever-growing wonder. The spectacle of the starry sky that virtually annihilates us as physical beings, and the moral law, which raises us to infinite dignity as intelligent agents."
Very nice. That's the David Levy, Dr. David Levy, quote of the month here on the Buckmaster Show. Late winter constellations still visible in the sky. One of my favorites, Orion, still looking pretty good out there.
Yes. Yeah. There's Orion. Leo is coming up nicely. Corvus the Crow is... Corvus the Crow is that beautiful variable star that explodes every couple of years. I haven't seen it in a while, but it can do that. And Scorpius is coming up in the morning sky now, just before dawn. And also there is a faint comet called Comet Pons-Gelbart. Was one of the comets discovered by Jean-Louis Pons, one of his 37 that he discovered, and that remains the visual record for discovery of comets from anybody.
No, I didn't realize that. I always wondered how far you had to go to become the top comet guy. Now I know. So you're at 23, so you've got a ways to go. We need to get you to 24, so in the intro I can say two dozen.
Yeah, but even. You can't say that yet quite, Bill.
I can't say that yet. Any meteor showers on the horizon?
Yeah, there are. The Lyrids are coming up at the end of April, and the Gamma Velids are active quite now, but they're not a whole lot of meteors, but there are a few meteors you can see in the morning sky these days that are worth getting up to look at.
Well, I'm excited about this comet that could be even visible during the daylight hours. How soon will we know if this is going to be the real McCoy, the real deal?
We'll probably be getting a pretty good idea of in early fall. Mm-hmm. If the comet is still brightening as it's supposed to be, we should know in early fall. We're still hoping that Pan-STARRS is going to do okay, because it still could brighten up to first magnitude, which is bright as the brightest stars in the sky, coming up next month. So we've really got two comets to look at coming up in the next few months.
All right, David Levy, it's always a pleasure talking with you. My regards to Wendy, and we'll look forward to your February visit to the Buckmaster Show. David, have a great day.
You too, and thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot, David Levy, the world-renowned comet discoverer who is a monthly contributor, science contributor here on the Buckmaster Show. Our full list of contributors, we think it's pretty impressive. There's 24 people who regularly contribute to this program. If you'd like to take a look at the list and the other items we have available for you, including posting of all our shows, go to buckmastershow.com as we come up now on the half past 12 on this Thursday afternoon.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Varying reports out of Algeria today about a raid by Algerian forces aimed at freeing dozens of foreign hostages being held by Islamic terrorists. A spokesman for the Masked Brigade says 35 of the hostages were killed when the Algerian forces strafed the gas plant the militants have seized, says that 7 hostages, including 2 Americans, survived and are still being held. No confirmation of those claims. A Chicago businessman has been sentenced to 14 years in prison for providing material support to a terrorist group that staged the 2008 attacks on Mumbai, India. Checking Wall Street, the key averages are sharply higher. The Dow is up about 112 points. The NASDAQ Composite Index ahead 25. More details at srnnews.com.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local independent nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Finding the perfect Tucson rental home is now easy thanks to Tucson Rental Homes, which offer high-quality 1, 2, and 3-bedroom luxury rental homes with private gated yards in a classic Santa Fe-style architecture. Designed, built, and managed by Tucson Rental Homes, prices start at just $750 a month. Check out our many homes now available at TucsonRentalHomes.com. Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soup, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
The nonprofit Tucson Animal Rescue Organization, Tucson Wildlife Center, is in the midst of a capital campaign to build Arizona's first state-of-the-art hospital for wildlife. The facility will help staff and volunteers care for nearly 1,000 raptors and mammals it receives each year at its Far East Side facility. To donate online, go to TucsonWildlife.com. For more information about wildlife rescue, visit the website or call 290-WILD.
Since 2006, the RTA has been delivering our promise to you, finishing more than 500 projects. Current projects underway include the modern streetcar in downtown Tucson and La Cañada Drive from River to Ina. Please use caution and obey all traffic signs. The RTA has ongoing support of expanded SunTran, SunVan service, and SunShuttle neighborhood service. Your tax dollars create jobs and make travel around our region faster and safer. The RTA, delivering our promise to you.
Why should you fly at a TIA? Easy. Do the math. First, airfares are extremely competitive, so you won't spend more on your tickets. Second, you'll save at least 4 hours of your precious time, not to mention a bunch of money on gas. Third, covered parking right by the terminal is only $9 a day. And fourth, TIA offers daily nonstop service to many of your favorite destinations. So, what does it all add up to? Easy. Fly TIA. It's the way to go.
For more than 40 years, Pima Community College has helped our neighbors realize their dreams, prepare for meaningful employment, improve their quality of life, and build a better community. We haven't done it alone. Your continuing investment in education has made it possible for us to prepare hundreds of thousands of Southern Arizonans for jobs. Today's PCC students will be tomorrow's firefighters, nurses, police officers, teachers, and small business owners, the backbone of a smart, thriving Tucson and Pima County. Our region has not been immune to the unprecedented economic challenges of the past few years. During this time, PCC has prided itself on offering crucial programs and services at an extremely affordable price. We remain one of Arizona's best education bargains. With your ongoing support, we look forward to embarking on new directions and building new community connections that ensure the people of Pima County will prosper today and in the future. For more information, contact us at 206-4500 or visit us at pima.edu. Pima Community College, developing our community through learning.
Once a month here, we focus on the animal care issues on the Buckmaster Show. The segment is about specialty animal care, presented by Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson, an award-winning facility open 24/7 and recognized as the best place to bring your sick or injured pet. Located at North La Cañada Drive and West River Road, and on the web at vscot.com. Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson, specialty vets for special pets. Joining us now for this month's animal care segment is Dr. Jim Boulay, board-certified veterinary surgeon and founding owner of the Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson. Dr. Boulay, good to talk with you again.
Thank you, Bill. I appreciate you having me on your show.
It's always a pleasure talking with you, and I want to talk today about stem cells and how stem cells, something that we've heard so much about in human medicine, how it translates to veterinary medicine and the future benefits, perhaps, of stem cell therapy in both human and veterinary medicine.
Well, you know, the first thing is to kind of just get an idea of what stem cells are, because we hear a lot about stem cells. And there's really two kinds of stem cells. The controversial area is in what we call embryonic stem cells. So when you have, when you were conceived and you're a little embryo in your mother's womb, you know, you're a small group of little cells that are dividing and forming into all kinds of different organs. Those are what are called embryonic stem cells because they can form almost any tissue in the body. Once you're born and your tissues are mature, then you still have additional stem cells in your body, which are called adult stem cells. And the highest degree of stem cells in your body are located in the fat tissues of your body. And so what we do now in veterinary medicine and what they can do in human medicine, although there's much greater regulation in human medicine than in veterinary medicine, is that we can harvest those stem cells in the fat, grow them out, and then we can use those cells to regenerate various tissues. And so that's what we're talking about with stem cells.
And you said that it's moving faster as far as in veterinary medicine than in human medicine as far as the harvesting of these stem cells.
Right. I think, you know, in human medicine, FDA, the government, very tightly controls the use of medications and the use of new surgical products and things like that. And we don't have as many of those regulations that we have to deal with in veterinary medicine. So a lot of things will come on the market sooner in veterinary medicine because people can choose whether they want to use this modality in their dog or cat before necessarily things have been really researched. And that's one of the problems in stem cell use in veterinary medicine is there's not a lot of really good basic science research yet in exactly the mechanism of how these stem cells are working in some of the uses that we have used them for.
Dr. Boulay, let's talk a little bit about some of the current uses of stem cell therapy in veterinary medicine.
Well, the main thing that we use them for is for arthritis. When we have a dog that has arthritis, say, in his elbow joints or his knee joints or his hip joints, and we've used medical management and we've done what we can do for them surgically, a lot of times we will use stem cells to inject into the joint, and we also inject the stem cells intravenously, and they will go to the joint, and they will, in most cases, people want to think that these stem cells are producing new cartilage and they're relining the joint with cartilage, but that's probably not what happens. What they do is they modulate pain fiber modalities, they deregulate inflammation, and they do more of those modalities and make the dog much more comfortable. And dogs are improved in their arthritic joints. Some of the things they don't do is, for example, if your dog has a ruptured cruciate ligament or an anterior cruciate ligament, you know, he needs surgery to stabilize that joint, and stem cells are not going to grow a new ligament or stabilize that joint. So there's some things that we don't use them for that a lot of people would like to use them for.
I heard you say dogs. What about cats?
We do use them in cat. You can harvest them in cats, but we use them to a much less extent in cats. Mostly right now, the main company that does this is called VetStem. They're out of California, and they're mostly devoted to work in dogs.
We had a question that came in. A listener wondered, Dr. Boulay, would this work for hip dysplasia?
Dysplasia.
Yeah.
Yes, it can work for hip dysplasia. But you need to evaluate the dog very carefully, because in the early stages of hip dysplasia, there are other modalities that may work better to try to improve the mechanics of the hip first. Stem cell therapy we use primarily when we have a dog that has a relatively end-stage arthritic hip, and either we're not able to put a total hip replacement in, or maybe the client can't afford to do a total hip replacement, and so we'll think about doing stem cell therapy. But stem cell therapy is not cheap.
That was my next question, actually. Before we got to the cost, I wondered about, is this a lengthy process? What is involved, Dr. Boulay?
Well, usually it takes about a week to do this. So what we would do is we would see the pet on Monday, and we would put them under anesthesia. We harvest fat from either behind the shoulder or from in the abdomen, and then we send that fat overnight express to the company, to VetStem in California. They will then harvest the cells and grow the cells, and they produce sometimes 20 or 30 small aliquoted vials of stem cells. And say I want to inject the elbows, so I'll ask them to send me 3 vials back, which they will send overnight express on Wednesday. So on Thursday morning, I will have those in my hospital, and I will then inject the dog on Thursday. We'll give usually an injection into each of the joints that are affected, and we give one dose that's intravenously, and then they will freeze in liquid nitrogen the remaining doses that can be kept for up to 10 years. And so I have a couple of patients now that about every 6 to 10 months, we go back in and we call the company and say we need 5 vials, and because we're going to re-inject those joints. And so we'll go and they'll send us the vials, and we'll re-inject those joints or other problems that the dog might be having.
But these pet owners seem to be happy, I guess, with the process.
Yes,
They keep coming back.
Yeah, it does help them. The cost of that first process is somewhere around $3,000.
Okay, so and this would be then. It sounds like you're saying, Dr. Boulay, that this would be the modality that would be tried after all the others, kind of a last resort.
Yeah, I don't think that we probably would go to stem cells as our first line of treatment for a dog that has, you know, significant arthritic disease. If he has a tendon rupture, say he ruptures his Achilles tendon, and we have a big defect in the tendon that we want to fill in, stem cells will work very well to fill in some of those defects in tendon and ligament and muscle damage, because they will grow new collagen and tendons. And so for those cases, we would want to necessarily use those as to augment our surgical reconstruction of those ligaments or tendons.
You know, getting back to cost, you mentioned the $3,000, but what about a hip replacement? Is that more expensive? Are we talking big bucks there?
Most hip replacements, depending upon what part of the country you have it done, are probably going to run somewhere between $4,000 and $5,000, depending upon, you know, whether you're in Arizona or in California or New York City or something like that. So they're going to be more expensive on the East and West Coast and a little cheaper in Tucson.
Fascinating stuff, Dr. Boulay. It is always a pleasure talking with you. Dr. Boulay, founding owner of Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson, we thank you very much for being with us.
Great. Thank you, Bill, for giving me the opportunity. Appreciate it.
Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson Specialty Vets for Special Pets. It's an award-winning facility. We like it very much. Highly recommend it. Open 24/7 and recognized as the best place to bring your sick or injured pet. They're located at North La Cañada Drive and West River Road and on the web at vscot.com. If you love antiques like I do, I strongly suggest a visit to Adobe House Antiques, specializing in early 20th century European and American Western art. They also have a fantastic selection of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell. Adobe House Antiques, 325-9439. That's 325-9439. Life on Earth begins with water. The plants that sustain us and biodiversity that surrounds us. At UA Biosphere 2, water is big science. From our tropical rainforest and million-gallon ocean to the mountain slopes of LEO, our new Landscape Evolution Observatory. By recreating the natural world on such an immense scale, LEO aims to reveal better ways to understand and manage global water resources. Come see how Biosphere 2 is being used to model climate science, test smart technology, and develop new environmental strategies that can help build a stronger 21st century community. The University of Arizona Biosphere 2, where innovation lives, just north of Tucson, America's science city. Explore today. More information at b2science.org. Vero Amore restaurants are known as the place for authentic wood-fired Neapolitan pizzas, plus delicious pastas, panini, salads, and more. Every flavorful dish is homemade using the finest and freshest local and imported ingredients available. Vero Amore has two locations open daily, Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Think credit unions don't have the locations or ATM networks that the big banks do? Think again. Pyramid Federal Credit Union offers fee-free ATM access at 120 ATMs in Southern Arizona and 60,000 ATMs throughout the country, plus free shared branch access at credit unions nationwide. And the convenience continues online with free bill pay and 24/7 online banking. So no matter where you are, you're just around the corner from Pyramid Federal Credit Union. What are you waiting for? Open your account today. Pyramid Federal Credit Union. Improve your financial life.
Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley is one of Southern Arizona's crown jewels. You will find that the services and amenities offered at Splendido rival those of a fine resort. But what sets Splendido apart is a continuum of health care that allows for a full life today, knowing tomorrow is secure. As a true continuing care retirement community, Splendido offers priority access to on-site assisted living, skilled nursing, and memory support care if ever needed. Find out more at SplendidoTucson.com.
Karen, could you run to the supply closet for some trophy polish, please? Do we have trophy polish?
Well, we better find out. See, I just called Cox Business to give our company faster internet and great phone service.
Oh, good.
They've got a J.D. Power and Associates Award, Karen, and they're going to be here any minute.
So you think they bring the award with them wherever they go?
Put it this way. If you were ranked highest in customer satisfaction, wouldn't you?
Maybe.
I just want to be prepared, Karen. I just want to be prepared.
Shine up your business with Cox Business. Ranked highest in customer satisfaction among data service providers for small and mid-sized businesses. Power your office in Phoenix with Cox Business and take advantage of our special offer. Bundle Cox Business internet and phone for only $95 per month. Switch to Cox Business today. It just makes sense. Visit coxbusiness.com for offer details. Offer valid until April 1st, 2013. Prices exclude taxes and other fees and may be subject to minimum service requirements. Other restrictions apply. For J.D. Power and Associates award information, go to jdpower.com.
Coming up on 12:50 on the Buckmaster Show, this portion of the program is presented by our friends over in Silver City and Grant County, New Mexico. It's just a 3.5-hour drive east of Tucson, and they have a big weekend planned over in Silver, and they want me to tell you about it, and I'm glad to do it. It's the Red Paint Powwow in Silver City this weekend, so check it out. Lots going on over there. You can find out more by visiting their fine website, southwestnewmexico.org. Lots of great places to stay in the Silver City area, including Agave Ridge Retreat, Bear Creek Cabins, and Bear Mountain Lodge. Well, many of us, are familiar with the iconic Westin La Paloma Resort and Spa, located in our beautiful foothills of the Catalinas, the northern part of the city. Most of us have dropped by the Westin. We've either attended meetings there, weddings, planned summer stay vacations at one point or another. Well, it is a gorgeous property, and it's currently undergoing what is being called a complete renovation, a $30 million resort-wide refresh that is reaching every corner of the property, from the golf course to the fitness center to the guest rooms and suites and even the ballrooms. With us today, Jonathan Litvak. He is the Westin La Paloma General Manager. Jonathan's going to fill us in on this resort renovation. Jonathan, thanks for being on the Buckmaster Show today.
Thanks for having me, Bill.
You know, I think a lot of people, the word has not gotten out, first of all, that Westin has, the La Paloma has new owners, and that this massive renovation, really bringing this property up to 21st century standards, is underway.
Yes, we're quite excited, and thank you again for having me on the show and having an opportunity to share with your guests, you know, all that we have going on. We're referencing it, quite frankly, as a rejuvenation, as an opportunity to really rejuvenate the property, as you alluded to, from the golf courses to the guest rooms to the fitness centers to the meeting space. There'll be really nothing left unaddressed by the time that we get done. And to your other point, I mean, it really is an iconic property, and it's long overdue. I mean, 27 years. We have, you know, certainly maintained it over the years, but this idea that we're going to approach it from head to toe and rejuvenate it and return it to its iconic position in the foothills, and matching that high quality meeting planner service that we deliver on, that's best in class, with the, you know, product, is just really a fabulous opportunity for us.
And the hospitality industry, as you know, Jonathan, it is enormously expensive to keep properties up, and as you say, we're approaching nearly 30 years on the Westin. So this was a big investment, wasn't it?
Yeah, no, it absolutely was. It is daunting to think. And when we say $30 million, it's really probably just the beginning of it. I could easily see us reaching...
The meter is running, Jonathan.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. It could easily reach, you know, $35 and $40
million. Tell me a little bit about, you know, we mentioned the golf course and... Overall, the renovation or rejuvenation, as you like to put it, it's from A to Z.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, it encompasses every aspect of the property because there were really a number of things that needed to happen just starting in the guest room at a high level. When we began the project, we saw it in and around a $20,000 project per room is how we look at it, or we reference it in our industry per key. And as it turns out, this ownership group named Southwest Value Partners has gone above and beyond and is exceeding well over $30,000 per key to bring it to the high level of guest expectation and a luxury pleaser that we would like to see in our marketplace. And so the guest rooms is certainly one aspect. We're painting all the buildings. We're going through all the cart paths that take you out to those buildings, landscape lighting.
Carpeting.
Yes, in the guest room,
I'm
clearly.
I'm serious. The reason I bring that up is because, you know, I love fine resorts. And when I travel, believe it or not, one of the first things I see, how that carpeting looks.
Yes, there is no doubt.
If it's threadbare, worn, yep. You got to wonder.
No, you certainly do, and you want to know who else. But for $30,000 per key, we ought to get at least carpet. And on top of carpet, we're clearly going through the bathrooms from everything from tile to tubs to toilets to fixtures to showers. So it's a very complete rejuvenation of every guest room. And as I said, we'll get out to the surrounding areas such as car paths, landscape lighting. The entire pool area will be completely redone. And for the first time, one of the few resorts in this area have cabanas. Mm. And so we're very excited to be able to offer that as a guest amenity.
Yeah, that's big time for those of us living here in Tucson, because lots of people now like to do these kind of stay-at-home little mini vacations, like especially in the summer. They like to kind of just maybe go up to the Westin and lay back by the pool. So you're saying the cabanas now are part of the mix.
I'll be a part of the mix. And as we all know, in Tucson, in the desert community, it's all about the pools.
Yeah.
You know, and we have a fabulous 177-foot water slide that's always been there that the children and families have always loved. These cabanas will add a new dynamic and a new element to make it a real opportunity, as you alluded to, for a staycation.
How about the dining opportunities?
The dining opportunities are really exciting as well, Bill. We're embarking upon, a new venture out at our restaurant facility where we used to have Yano's Restaurant. And we're excited to tell you that we are full on board to bring in a new restaurant concept. We haven't defined that to the degree that I could share it with you, but I will tell you that we're 100% committed to having that up and running by summer's end at the latest, where we'll have another dining option there. And then inside the hotel, all of our restaurants will become rejuvenated as Azul's will get new carpet, new tables, and furnishings might also have a facelift or rejuvenation regarding what the dining experience becomes. And then as we go on to areas like our espresso, it will become ingredients and be a fabulous grab and go. We can get fresh coffee in the morning or salads and sandwiches to go over the lunch period.
Jonathan Livek is with us. He is the Westin La Paloma General Manager. A lot of exciting things are going on there. And when you do make that announcement, we'd love to hear it about that new restaurant.
Absolutely. You'll be the first to know.
Thank you. We really would appreciate that. So we mentioned the golf course. A lot of people like to play tennis. Those are going to get upgraded too, the tennis courts?
Yeah, the tennis courts are just winding down right now. We've resurfaced, we've resurfaced 7 of our tennis courts total. And they have an amazing rubber-bound system that's been applied to them. They've been fully refenced. Wind screens are all new. Lighting is all new. And our members just couldn't be happier, as well as our hotel guests that have access to those tennis courts.
How about the spa amenities?
Yeah, the spa is not going to be out of consideration. It also is going to get a rejuvenation, probably be to the latter part of this year. And we're still looking at what those designs look like at this point in time.
Jonathan, when we announced on my Facebook page that you would be the guest, one of our Facebook friends of the Buckmaster Show wanted me to ask you about, do you meet with other resorts and with Tucson International Airport about improving air service? That was the question.
It's a fabulous question. I got to tell you, everybody's watching that. I mean, there is no doubt that we, amongst many tertiary or secondary cities, are constantly looking at airlift because we all understand it greatly supports supports our city and our tourism contribution. I do sit on a number of boards. I am engaged with the Tucson Airport Committee, and we are currently looking at where we can gain additional inbound flights. To be quite candid, it's going to require a private sector approach. There is no doubt that I don't think public sector alone can approach it. I think it's something that would need to be potentially co-shared or funded, as well as private community support. The percentage of airlift that's required in order to maintain, a constant flow.
Jonathan Livek, well, we do support Tucson International Airport on this show, not only because they are a sponsor of the Buckmaster Show, but I always tell people, why do you drive to Phoenix when you can fly out of an airport like Tucson?
Yeah, I mean, you absolutely wouldn't do that. It is an amazing airport. There's nobody that experiences it that doesn't thoroughly enjoy it. And I know most guests that go home from it wish their airports were half as nice.
Yeah, exactly. Jonathan Livek, thank you very much. Weston La Paloma, I want to urge all of the Buckmaster Show listeners to check it out. It's right in our own backyards. Great renovation, rejuvenation project. Jonathan, thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
Bottled water on the Buckmaster Show is provided by Culligan. All of our guests here on Buckmaster enjoy drinking the Culligan water. And why? Well, it simply tastes better. Coming up this afternoon, it's 3 to 5. It's the John C. Scott Show. John just announced, it has been announced, that John will be the 2013 Golden Mike Award winner. Congratulations to him. Chris and Joe, tomorrow morning, they have Wake Up Tucson. State Senator Steve Farley will be a guest, Herb Stratford from the Sundance Film Festival, and Mia Hansen about the Danish smorgasbord. Have a great afternoon.
This is Michael Medved. Stay tuned for more Intelligent Talk on AM 1030 KVOI, Cortero, Tucson, The Voice.